Okay, crank up the set a little bit because I know you want to hear Live Mike tonight on program PM.
He's always there. He can be anywhere. He's the first one on the scene. There isn't any doubt. You know that we're talking about our roving reporter. K-A-D-K-A. Mike will be.
This is Mike Levine. This is the story I covered today. At mid-afternoon, I got word that an airplane was in trouble today, circling Allegheny County Municipal Airport. Naturally, I rushed out to the airport, the one in West Mifflin, and waited until the control tower crew flashed the word that the plane was a twin-engine Beechcraft, and one of the wheels was not extending down into landing position. The pilot of that plane circled and circled in a 5-mile radius, while a Beechcraft mechanic radioed instructions to him from the control tower, instructions as to how to extend that landing gear manually. It didn't work, and the pilot decided to fly over to Greater Pittsburgh Airport, where they had a nice long runway waiting for him. Well, that stranded me, miles from the point where a great story was about to develop, and then, just like the cavalry coming over the crest of the hill, an old friend came to the rescue. He's Guy Miller, owner and operator of the Guy Miller Aviation Service. He never looked better. He bundled me into one of his many airplanes, and zip, we were at Greater Pittsburgh Airport, on the ground and waiting. And now, with the magic of a tape recorder, let's go backward in time. It's mid-afternoon again, and there's a plane in trouble.
This is the sound of an emergency. The engines you hear are the engines of three huge fire engines at Greater Pittsburgh Airport, circling into position at the end of a big thousands and thousands of yards long new east-west runway, still under construction here at Greater Pittsburgh Airport. A plane is coming in within minutes, approaching the field for a crash landing. Report is that he's on the way into the airport now, and the plane is coming in. I see him off in the distance, approaching slowly with one wheel down. The plane is coming in for an emergency landing with one wheel down. Approaching the airport now. There he is, coming in for his approach now. One landing wheel down. Listen to him. Came in for a test run, and there he goes. Down on the runway. Is it a test, or is it a landing? Lower, coming lower, closer and closer to the ground. Flying just a few feet off the ground. Hasn't touched down and he's lifting now. A test run. It's a twin-engine Beechcraft, a modified D-18 model Beechcraft, which can seat anywhere up to 9 people. That plane has, according to the pilot's report, 7 people on it. We don't know if that number 7 includes the pilots, the 2 pilots, or not. So there could be 9 people on the plane. We don't know at this time. A plane was coming into Pittsburgh from St. Clairsville, Ohio. It's owned by a business firm there. What business firm, we don't know. The plane has 7 people on it, and perhaps an additional 2. Perhaps the figure 7 includes the crew. 2 of those on board are reportedly children. The problem is this. The landing gear won't work. A big plane, a crowded plane. A twin-engine aircraft, one wheel down. They tried for more than an hour to get that, by manual operation, tried to get that landing, the other half of that landing gear down into position as the plane circled around and around County Municipal Airport. In the process of circling, it consumed most of its load of fuel. It had some 2 hours of fuel left in the plane at the time it first reported its trouble to the control tower at County Municipal Airport. That fuel at this point is just about gone. The plane is now circling Greater Pittsburgh Airport. The pilot indicated his intentions to land here at Greater Pitt, where there is more firefighting equipment, more crash equipment, the Air Force, Air National Guard, and civilian rescue equipment here, now standing by at this new runway. The reason they chose this runway It's covered with snow. A cushion of 1 to 2 inches of snow, slippery snow. Snow that will cushion the shock of impact when the plane touches down. Snow which will lessen the hazard of fire. If the plane should make some sparks, the snow will lessen the danger of that plane catching fire. A terribly tense situation now. A lot of people in that plane, and they must be terrified. I see additional ambulances. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ambulances. Some 1,000 yards or so off the end of this new runway. This one's still under construction. It's an addition to Greater Pittsburgh Airport, parallel to the existing east-west runway. It's a long, long, multi-million dollar installation. It seems to stretch off over the horizon, such a long thing. They have put a red dye marker across this end of the runway for the plane to use as its touchdown point. With only one landing gear down, they expect that plane will ground loop shortly after it touches ground. The pilot made one rehearsal. He's off at a distance of 5 miles. The instructions now are that he's to circle in the radius of 5 miles, and all other activity at the airport has now stopped. Terribly dangerous situation with firemen clad in asbestos suits, with those big cumbersome helmets over their heads with the plexiglass windows. County police holding back a crowd at the terminal building some 1 mile away. The firemen, crash equipment, the yellow Follow Me Jeep, the County Department of Aviation, station wagon, all of them with their flashing red lights blinking, ready to go the second that plane touches down. All these three huge fire engines are very specialized pieces of equipment, all equipped with nozzles on the front to throw fire foam on that plane if it should catch fire. The firemen, wearing those asbestos suits, prepared, if they have to walk into those flames. They want to save the lives of the people on board that airplane. Everything that can be done here on the ground is being done. It's all up to the pilot of the plane now. The next few minutes should tell the tale. The plane's approaching now for its emergency landing. Here it comes. Slowly, ever so slowly, approaching the airport. Drifting in, almost. With the slaps down and that one ridiculous wheel projecting down below the plane. Approaching, slowly approaching the end of the runway. They're warming up the engines of those fire engines. Another airplane following him, watching the operation. He's wiggling his wings, slowly drifting down toward the end of the runway. Coming down, hovering almost, very slow. His flaps done. This looks like he's going to try the landing this time. Coming in very low, approaching. To me, it looks as though he's pulling up that landing wheel. He's trying a belly landing. That the right gear is going up. He's pulling, retracting all his landing gear. He's touching down, the tail touches, he's bellying in. He's sliding along the runway. A cloud of snow flying up from behind the plane, straight as an arrow down that runway. He's slowing down and he's getting to a stop. A beautiful landing, beautiful. Stopped completely now, the fire engines running out behind him. Magnificent landing, almost gentle. A lovely landing. Let's go out to that plane and see what happened. Beautiful landing. The fire engines now running behind him. We're jumping into the mobile news unit, running down, driving down the runway. A magnificent job of landing. The pilot couldn't have made a sweeter touchdown if he'd tried. A miracle of flying. What a beautiful landing. Ever so gently touched down. No fire, no trace of fire. The firemen scrambling all over the plane. People pouring out of it now. People are coming out of it. The firemen stretching fire hoses. It needlessly, it looks as though there's no flame at all. A thrilling sight as that pilot landed. Beautiful. The plane, an odd sight. Crumpled there on the runway. Propellers bent, twisted, and very little damage to the wings or tail of the craft. We're alongside the airplane now. We'll stop some distance from the plane in case there's a fire. Let's go see what's going inside that plane.
There were 9 passengers in that plane, 9 of them, and naturally they came spilling out of it just as fast as they could. The plane, surprisingly, only slightly damaged. The 2 propellers bent and twisted. The underside of the fuselage crumpled. And as fast as I could get to them, I spoke to the principals in this story, people like the pilot himself, Frank Valcar.
Frank, tell me about their landing. Was it very tough?
Oh, no.
It looked beautiful from the sun.
Well, we tried to make it that way, you know.
What was the trouble with your landing gear, Frank?
We got some snow in it, I think, and caught the door and locked it up, and it wouldn't go either way.
Which wheel was it? Wouldn't go
right.
Right wheel would not come down.
Well, it went partially up, and then it wouldn't go either way.
Did you try it all manually?
Oh, yeah, we tried all it. We had all the agency people with all the know-how, and there wasn't anything to do but come in wheels up.
Any trouble at all on that landing?
Well, I didn't get the right one quite feathered in time. It just caught the prop. I feathered them both before I landed.
Did you swerve at all from the runway?
Until this last foot or so here.
Straight as an arrow.
Well, I don't know about that.
How did it fail?
Terrible.
And with his airplane all banged up, I can't say I blame him. But then, on the other hand, he's probably kidding a little when he says terrible. Riding on that plane with Frank Valcar were three of his five children, Bruce, Paul, and Mark. This fellow Bruce, the son, real proud of his father.
Tell me about that trouble up there. What happened?
I don't really know.
Where were you sitting in the plane?
I was in the back part of the time.
What was it like when you came in for that landing? What happened? What went on inside the plane?
Nothing. It just sounded terrible, and then it just sounded terrible. No bumps, no nothing. That was all.
Very smooth.
It was like a sled ride.
How are you? How old are you, Bruce?
17.
17. Were you scared?
No.
Why not? It was very dangerous, wasn't it?
I didn't think.
What do you think of your dad after he made that beautiful landing?
I always will think he's a pro.
Yes, he is a pro, and it's a good thing he is, too, because in addition to himself and his three boys, there were five other passengers. The co-pilot, Emma Perulik, Mrs. Agnes Perulik, the pilot's sister, and three-year-old Joseph Perulik, their son, along with Paul and Helen Harpold, sister and brother-in-law of the pilot. I particularly liked the way Mrs. Valcar was beaming with pride when she told me about her ordeal. She had been on the ground, flown in from Wheeling, and she watched it from the ground.
Tell me about that. How did you first learn that the plane was in trouble?
I heard it through the car at Wheeling, West Virginia. They called me and said that his gear was not down. And a friend of mine, Ralph Hatch, brought me to Allegheny County so I could be here when he burned up all his fuel and was ready to land.
Did you drive in or fly in?
I flew in.
Where were you when the plane touched down?
Right here.
Beside the runway?
Yes, down the runway, please.
You've flown with your husband before?
Yes, I fly with him for qualification.
You saw the whole thing happen? Tell me about it. What kind of a landing would you describe that as?
I think it was an excellent landing. I don't think he could have done better. I really do. I think he did an excellent job on it. I'm just so thankful that the Lord was riding right with me.
Your son was on board that plane too, wasn't he?
I had three sons aboard.
All of them. What were you doing while they were rehearsing that first dry run and then the crash landing itself?
Can't blame her either. But the nicest part of the story, the sweetest and the happiest part for me, came when I spoke to Mark Valcar, a 9-year-old passenger in that plane.
Well, I was sitting sideways. I was looking at the flaps. See, they were down. And all of a sudden, I heard a crunch and looked out the window. I thought they'd be out in the field somewhere, but it was this way. It was hanging out.
Did you know that you were going to land on the belly of the plane?
Yep.
Were you scared?
Not much.
You weren't scared, not much at all? Why not?
Well, I took for Dad.
What kind of a job did he do?
Good.
Yes, he did do a good job. And a news item that could have included details of death and tragedy came out, John, with a very, very happy ending.
Thank you, Mike. That's Life, Mike, as Mike Levine gives you the behind-the-scenes information on today's big story out at the airport. Live, Mike, on program PM.